আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়া কাফা ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দু ফাকাদ ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাবারাকা ওয়া তাআলা أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa Alhamdulillah, with Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan, we managed to complete an explanation of the poetry that we were discussing over the past few weeks. Tonight, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi's Ye raaz tum par aya nahi kya, wo khaak mein kyun mila rahe hai. We will discuss one or two couplets from this, because as I explained many a times, that the whole purpose of this majlis of zikr is to bring within ourselves that fuel, to fill within ourselves that fuel of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the love of Allah, so that we may be able to practice on sharia without any difficulty. Because love makes a person do those things which another person would find impossible to do. The love of anything. When a person has got love and passion for something, then he will go to extremes, he will go to limits, unknown. It's not an easy thing to run from Durban to Pietermaritzburg. But when a person has got the love for the marathon, then early morning he gets up, winter, summer, rain, sunshine or clouds, but the person is running because he's got a love, he's got passion for it. People are climbing Mount Everest. Now we just look at the mountain and we will call it a day. And the person is actually climbing up with all that heavy baggage on his back. What is it? People are undertaking such feats, sleeping with snakes and living in a cage full of snakes, pythons and cobras, trying to break some record. And the name must be entered into the Guinness Book of Records. Now, just for such type of things, people are going to extreme limits. They are enduring all kinds of hardship. It's not easy, but they do it because they've got a passion, they've got a love, and they want to gain some name, fame. So the person who will have love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then what is it difficult after that to get up for Fajr Salat? What will it be difficult to give 2.5% as zakat? That person will say, oh Allah, my life is for you. Everything that I have is for you. It's given by you and it is for you. So what's 2.5%? The person will give much more as charities. The person will not only restrict himself to the 5 farz salats, which at present we find a great burden. Lots of people say in winter time, especially those places where it's very cold, it's very difficult to get up. Why it is difficult to get up? Because the love of Allah Ta'ala, that steam of the love of Allah Ta'ala is not in our hearts. Those who have got the steam of the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, it's not even difficult for them in winter months to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning and read tahajjud salat. To make wuzu in cold water, places where no hot water is available, but the person who's got that steam of the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he will say, even if it is ice water, but I'm getting an opportunity to communicate with my beloved Allah. So that person does not find it difficult even to get up at that part of the morning and make wuzu with cold water and get onto the musalla. And yet it's not farz, it's not wajib, it's not compulsory, it's not an obligatory salat. What is it that gets them up for tahajjud when we can't get up for Fajr Salat? What is it that makes the people keep nafil rozas? So many of them are keeping 13, 14 and 15 fast. One person came down from Karachi some years ago. He passed away. He was a Hakim, and he mentioned that every month without fail I keep 16 rozas. 16 rozas without fail every month. I asked him, what about Karachi, the summer months, isn't it difficult? He says, no, nothing difficult. If I don't keep fast, I feel uncomfortable. Now, so what is it? Once the person gets the love of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, then nothing becomes difficult. The Sahaba Kiram, 70 of them gave their lives in Uhud and so many others in other places. What was it? Why were they so eager to get Shahadat? Because the steam of the love of Allah ta'ala was in their hearts. So it's not that fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which should really motivate the person. Allah ta'ala is not there for punishing. He does not want to punish. But just as sometimes you have to warn that if you don't do this, then you will get punishment. So Allah ta'ala has given warnings also, and he's got Jahannam also. That shows the kamal of Allah and the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala did not have hellfire, then we would have said that his kingdom is incomplete. Because if you have a country in which there is no jail, they say, no, we must have love for everybody, so no jail. So then what would have happened in South Africa? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, once we develop that steam of his love, then whatever work we will do, but we will have Allah before us in our hearts. He will be with us, as was recited in the Isha Salat. Inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw walladhina hum muhsinun. Allah ta'ala's ma'iyyat will be with those people. He will be with those people who have got taqwa. And taqwa is restraining oneself from haram. Taqwa is restraining from haram. That is taqwa. If a person makes nafil ibadat, well and good. But taqwa is restraining oneself from haram. So that is the whole purpose of these majlises. It's not an end. I've explained many a times. It's means to an end. That to develop that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to such an extent that the person then does not find it difficult. He says that if I have Allah on my side, then the entire world can be on the other side. But the kingdoms are within me. If Allah ta'ala is with, then come sickness, come disease, come ill health, come poverty, come accidents, come anything. The person will not ask for such type of trials and tests. But even if they come, the person will say, as long as my Allah is pleased with me, there is no need to fear. There is no need to become restless. There is no need for anxiety. If Allah is pleased, then what am I worried about? As long as my Allah is pleased. It's such a beautiful thing. It's just a pity we are not prepared to take a few steps towards developing it. Otherwise, I can take qasams upon qasams in this masjid that it's such a beautiful thing. That the person, once he says, my Allah is with me, then finished. After that, criticism of people mean nothing. At present, if somebody just criticizes, one or two words if they have to say against us, fire of anger begins to rage in our hearts. Why? Because the person criticized me. And when the person blows a few words of praises, then this person's ego gets so boosted that the world also cannot accommodate his ego. And when this person will have Allah with him, then the praises of people, he'll say, shukr of Allah, I am not worthy of those praises. Allah, you are worthy of those praises. You put the good opinion into that person's heart, so your shukr and your ihsan that you gave me sana'i khalq. And when the person is criticized, he says, oh Allah, I was worse than that. What they have criticized me is nothing. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali was walking, somebody threw dirt from the top, from the balcony. So his murids who were with him, they got very angry and they said, let us go and put this person right. If we can nail him to a tree or nail him to a wall or blow his head off. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Alhamdulillah. He said, Alhamdulillah. So he said, Hazrat, what is this? This man is throwing dirt from the top on your head and you're saying, Alhamdulillah. He says, no, Alhamdulillah, shukr of Allah Ta'ala that this head, which was deserving fire being thrown on it, only dirt was thrown. As a Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani Rahmatullah Alayh, at those days there were pebbles around the Kaaba Sharif there. There was no tiling there. He puts his forehead on those pebbles. And he says, "Oh Allah, forgive me. And if there is no forgiveness for me." Now who is saying it? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah. He says, "Oh Allah, forgive me. And if there is no forgiveness for me, then raise me on the day of Qiyamah blind, so that I may not suffer embarrassment in front of those billions of people that will be there." So once the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, after that everything becomes easy. To give up sins will become easy. At present it's be very difficult to give up sins, because we have got the love of everything else in our hearts except the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Love of everything we've got in our hearts. When Allah Ta'ala will come in the hearts, then still the love of the parents, the children, the property, the gold and silver, it will, won't be haram. But now the person will use it according to Allah Ta'ala's will and desire. So now every action of his will become ibadat. His eating will be ibadat, his drinking will be ibadat. He's talking cheerfully, happily, with his wife and children, joking. Oh, everything will be ibadat. His wearing of his clothes will become ibadat. His traveling will become ibadat. So what can be easier than that? That everything then becomes ibadat. So this is the purpose of... May Allah Ta'ala give me also the reality of all these things, and bless you also and the entire ummah. Because this is the thing that is lacking. We are doing a lot of deen work. Madrasas, masajid, khanqas, jamaat, so many types of work of deen taking place. But if all of us have to x-ray ourselves, that after all that work, how much of Allah Ta'ala's love came into our hearts? If we are tempted with $1 billion, $1 million, then can we kick it away and say that if my Allah is displeased and this is haram, then I've got nothing to do with it? We can't even close our businesses at namaz times. We cannot restrain ourselves from taking interest, giving interest. We can't restrain ourselves from so many different harams. So this is the reason that we don't have that kind of the steam of love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala develop in all our hearts that kind of steam, that it becomes extremely easy after that. And even if it doesn't become easy, but this person will consider himself to be a banda of Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created man and jinn except for the purpose of ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until when you must make ibadat? Until your death. Not for few days. We walk, take a few steps, and then again we miss that same filth, we miss, we go back again. We take a few steps, we go towards the perfume shop, and then we say, no, but that bucket of stool and filth and fertilizer, we have been so used to that, that we must go back again and smell a little bit of that again. So we take a few steps away from zina, and then again we go back towards zina. We get away from those filthy films, and we get back to them. We get away from music, and again we go back to them. So if we carry on like that, then we won't get anywhere. The person will remain where he is. But still, don't despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah is very, very merciful, very forgiving. And even those few steps that the person took and he went back, as long as he starts again. Hum gire gir kar uthe, uth kar gire gir kar uthe, uth kar chale. So no matter how many times you fall and get up, as long as you reach your destination. If a person lost the way, but by the evening if he gets back home, then we'll say the man has reached his destination.
Khuda se ho kar janab ghafil jahan mein kyun dil laga rahe hain. Khuda se ho kar janab ghafil jahan mein kyun dil laga rahe hain. Sarab hai ye nahi hai pani, fareb kyun aap kya rahe hain. Ghazab hai wallah ye qiyamat, sitam ye kya aap dha rahe hain. Khuda ka dar kya nahi hai baqi, jo sham e ima buja rahe hain.
خدا کا ڈر کیا نہیں ہے باقی جو شمع ایمان بجا رہے ہیں. انشاءاللہ منڈے نائٹ مجلس وی ول ڈسکس دیٹ. لیٹس ڈو اور ذکر. ویل گو بیک ٹو دا ذکر وچ الحمد للہ ہیز انسپائرڈ مینی مینی اینڈ ہیز لٹ اپ دا لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان مینی ہارٹس. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جلالی گاہ جمالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا, ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا, ربنا ولا تحمل ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے میرے پیارے خدا, اے میرے رحیم کریم ستار غفار اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ اب تو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ آج رات ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل فورگیونگ کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, for what other purpose have we gathered here except to seek forgiveness from all our sins? Oh my Allah, we have recognized you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik. We have believed in you as Ghaffar, Sattar Allah, Rahim, Kareem Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they turn towards you. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. We have gathered here for no other purpose but to turn towards you. Ya Allah, we want forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we have acknowledged all our sins. We are confessing before you. Oh my Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, you have been so kind, so merciful, so forgiving. Oh Allah, if it had been another Allah, he would have seized us the moment we committed haram. The moment we saw haram, he would have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, he would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, he would have made us dumb. Oh Allah, the moment we touched haram, he would have paralyzed us. Oh my beloved Allah, how forgiving you have been. That in spite of all the sins that we have been committing, you have given us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move from place to please. اے اللہ تجھ جیسا پیارا خدا کوئی نہیں, بس تو ہی ہمارا ہے. There is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, there is no other Allah for us besides you.
Ya Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, who is going to forgive us? Which other door for us is there that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can go and beg? Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another butcher. But oh Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat from us because of our sins, then oh Allah, you tell us who else is there for us besides you. Which other door can we tap besides your door? Which other home for us is there besides your home? Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, when we drew the curtains to commit sins, we thought nobody was watching. But oh Allah, you were watching everything that we did. Ya Allah, whatever we did, you have seen everything. You have heard everything. You know everything. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? We are only deceiving ourselves. Oh my Allah. Ay Allah, hame is ghaflat ki neend se jaga de. Ya Allah, get us up from this neend and from the sleep of indifference and ignorance. Ay Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Ya Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with long life so that we may be able to do more good deeds before we leave this world. Oh Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health, both spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai. Ya Allah, hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with good health, both spiritual and physical, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Our parents, if they are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, hamare walidain bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Agar bhai behne bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Sare alam ke andar huzur e paak ki ummat ko shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, tamam ruhani aur jismani bimariyon se shifa ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with contentment and satisfaction. Bless us all with peace and prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, there's no more peace and happiness left in our lives. There is nothing but restlessness, anxiety, fear and worries that has gripped each and every one. Oh my beloved Allah, the only ones who have got peace in their hearts are your friends. Ya Allah, make us your friends. We want to become yours, oh my Allah. We want to become your friends, oh Allah. We have made friendship with nafs and shaitan, and nafs and shaitan is dragging us more and more towards hellfire. Oh Allah, they are dragging us more and more towards restlessness and anxieties and worries and all kinds of hardships and problems. Ya Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your true slaves, oh my Allah. Make us the slaves of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, that beloved Nabi of yours. Ay Allah, habare piyare huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of difficulties he underwent. Oh Allah, how much of trials, how much of tests, Ya Allah, how much of difficulties for the sake of the Ummat. Ya Allah, that Nabi of yours who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Ay Allah, he went through so much of hardship for the sake of the Ummat. We have shown no appreciation for his Qurbanis and for his sacrifices. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, Taif ke andar, in Taif so much of stones were thrown at him that his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, we cannot see the one drop of blood of our beloved child. But oh Allah, for the sake of this deen and for the sake of the ummat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of his blood oozed that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ay Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. He caused no injury and harm to any person. Ya Allah, for the sake of the ummat, he, so much of blood was shed, and we are showing no appreciation for that blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Uhud he was stoned, his teeth were shattered. Ay Allah, when he goes into sajda in the haram, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Ya Allah, thorns are placed in his path. Oh my Allah, dust and dirt is thrown over his head. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stands whole night in prayers until his feet swells. So much of his tears have been shed for the sake of this ummat. Ay Allah, give us the realization and give us the tawfiq of appreciation. Ay Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with satisfaction, with contentment. Fill our hearts with zuhad, with taqwa, with qanaat, with sabr, with shukr. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts all the diseases of the heart. Remove from our hearts pride and arrogance. Remove from our hearts jealousy, malice, greed. Oh Allah, greed has led us to so much of sins. Ay Allah, pride has led us to so much of sins. Ay Allah, anger has caused so much of problems and havoc. Ay Allah, cure us of all these spiritual ailments. Ay Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Hamare qulub ko paak farma de. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Quran. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of hajj and umras. Ay Allah, and let us retain that light in our hearts. Ya Allah, do not let the light vanish and disappear because of the sins that we indulge in. Ay Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Ya Allah, especially in these days of fitna. Ay Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from our right and from our left. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas from above us and beneath us. Ay Allah, even the Haramain Sharifain, even Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba. Oh Allah, these places too are no more safe from those fitnas. Oh Allah, the satellite has entered the fitnas into all these places also. Ay Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma, har fitne se hifazat farma. Protect our iman, oh my Allah, for a few miserable coins or for some beautiful face, oh Allah, people are selling their imans. Ay Allah, just for a beautiful face which was going to one day perish and one day disintegrate. Ay Allah, but we are selling our iman. Ay Allah, hum haram ki taraf badhte chale ja rahe hai. Haram in our lives, haram in our homes, haram in our businesses, haram in our colleges and universities, haram, oh Allah, whichever way we turn. Ay Allah, how are we going to save ourselves if you are not going to protect us? Give us such love of yours in our hearts, oh my Allah. Hamare dil ko teri aisi muhabbat se bhar de, mere Allah. Aisi muhabbat de de, ke Allah, har lamha hum tujhe razi kare. Allah, give us such love of yours that every moment of our lives we are concerned about pleasing you. Because, oh Allah, the lover does not like to displease the beloved. Ay Allah, put such love of Rasulullah into our hearts that we love every sunnah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we do not displease my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot remove us from you. Ay Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot remove us from you. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in the ocean of ma'rifat. Ay Allah, hume tera yaqeen naseeb farma, teri ma'rifat ata farma. Ay Allah, hume taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ya Allah, daily janazas are leaving. People are dying in accidents. People are shot and killed. People are dying on their beds. People are dying in hospitals. Ya Allah, earthquakes are taking away thousands of people. Gale force winds are destroying. Oh Allah, flood waters are taking away so many lives. We do not know when our death will come, where it will come, and how it will come. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death visit us in some cinema or theater. Ay Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in some disco that burns. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in some casino. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us. Ay Allah, do not let it find us in any kind of haram. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, let there be a state of happiness. Ameen. Ay Allah, you must be pleased with us. Ameen. Ya Allah, let the angel of death visit us when you are pleased Ameen. With us. Ya Allah, when we do not know where the angel of death is going to visit, then how can we be engaged in haram activities? Ay Allah, how can we be popping drugs into our mouths when we do not know if that could be the last moments of our life? Ay Allah, ab to tu hame hidayat de de. Ya Allah, how long are we going to deceive ourselves? How long are we going to be hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ay Allah, make us sincere Muslims. Ay Allah, humare qulub ko nurani bana de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, rahat de, maghfirat de. Ay Allah, tere khazane ghaib humare liye khol de. Ya Allah, open the doors of your treasures for us. Ya Allah, bless us with respect from your treasures. Bless us with health from your treasures. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, you provide for the fish in the ocean. You provide for the animals in the jungles. You provide for the creatures of earth on the earth. Ya Allah, you provide for so many insects. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to provide halal for us? Ya Allah, do not let us go towards haram. It has brought nothing but destruction in our lives. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of haram. Make us all honest and truthful people. Make us sincere ones. Make us generous and kind ones. Oh Allah, there's so much of disunity, so much of disunity in the ummah. Ay Allah, even two brothers are no more united. Two sisters are no more united. Parents and children are disunited. Husbands and wives are disunited. Hai mere Allah, there was a time when the whole ummah was one ummah. There was so much of unity in the whole ummah. Ay Allah, the more we moved away from deen, the more we brought haram into our lives, the more destruction came into our lives, the more disunity came into our lives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, those people who have passed away, give sabre jameel and ajre azim to their kith and kin. Those whom they have left behind, Ya Allah, their widows and their orphan children, bless them with plenty of sabr and sukoon. Ay Allah, unko jazaye khair ata farma. Ay Allah, jab humara jane ka waqt aaye, to humara khatima iman ke upar farma. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the du'as of goodness that he made for the ummah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and all the corruption and fitnas that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect our brothers and sisters, protect our family members, and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, mujahideen ki barpoor nusrat aur madad farma, Palestine ke andar madad farma, Chechnya ke andar madad farma, Kashmir ke andar madad farma. Ay Allah, wo tere deen ke khatir jaane de rahe hai. Ay Allah, tu unki madad farma. Ay Allah, tu unke upar malaika nazil farma. Ay Allah, ghaibi nusrat aur madad farma, aur kuffar ki taqat ko tu khatam farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين